Welcome, Cow Horse, Full Contact by Ben Self, with host Chris Dawson and Russell Dilday.
Christopher.
Yes,
here,
Russell.
Here we are at the Four Sixes.
The historic Four Sixes.
In this big, beautiful barn that has roll-up windows. How crazy is that?
Giant glass garage doors surround us right now, and it is... It was a fantastic day of at the Cowboy Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So many thanks to Boyd Rice,
Kelby Phillips, Four Sixes,
Jordan Williams, Robert
Trevor
Forrest,
Trevor Carter,
Ben Baldus. Although I haven't seen Ben.
Well, he was in
there. He was in down there. Yeah, no, I know that he was here. I saw him this morning, but I've not actually
seen him. I know, he's been evading us.
He's scared. He's still trying to figure out what the social structure of Thailand is. Oh, man. What a great horse show, though, at the Derby. I feel like we're doing this more and more. You're in the judge's chair, and I'm showing, so we get two perspectives on these major event wrap-ups.
Well, I'm judgmental.
And I don't know. They always said I was a show-off, so there we are. But, man, what a good horse show. And, I mean, I don't know who thought it was a good idea to go to Scottsdale, Arizona in June to show horses. But they were brilliant because that horse show is so nice. It is so comfortable there. I mean, you don't want to stand around in the sunshine and just shoot the breeze with your partners. But I'm talking about in the shade, in the barn, it's fantastic. And all those practice pens are air conditioning. Dude, it is. It's so much better than being at home.
And nailed the weather this year.
Oh. Huh. Well, even the bad years, it hasn't been that bad, though. Like, that's what people keep saying. Like, oh, last year was hot. I was like, well, I mean, it's June, people. Like, yeah, it's going to be. I mean, what do you want?
It's summertime.
It's Lisa. Summertime. Like, for
you're
crying out loud.
You're in the ocean. The water's salty.
Right. I saw one of those deals the other day that said somebody was complaining because their beach was too sandy and they had to, like, wash when they got home. I was like, wow.
Well, it is an incredible facility, and, man, what a huge show.
Dude, we filled it up, too.
Huge.
Filled it up. We sold over 1,000 stalls. I mean, that's a lot of stinking horses at a cow horse show.
They had to go get stalls and build in the practice bins.
Yes. Yeah,
and
there
that's
was
with
a,
Lance staying home.
Yeah, we didn't even have Lance Johnson there for crying out loud. I thought maybe he was judging the first few days, and then I didn't see his tall parts, and so I called him. And yeah, he skipped that one, so hopefully to see him in Tulsa. But, yeah, he missed out on the $1.3 million paid out.
Gee, mini Christmas. That is so much money.
Like, this is mind-boggling. Like, I know that the Derby used to pay 50. I don't know what the rest of the payout was, but that is published. But, man, this horse show paid like a slot machine. I mean, the novice horse paid excellent. The go-rounds paid excellent. It paid deep. I mean, it was really cool. I mean, Nick Dowers, he whipped it on us on Cabana Boy with the little, 667 and a half. Oh. That's so many points. I mean, that's more
so
than
ridiculous.
That's 22s across in a
and
pin
a
of
half,
tough cows. Yeah.
22 and a half across.
Yeah. Clay Vollmer, he slipped in there for second. I mean, Nick had a crushing 226 fence run to seal the deal. Then Clay, he had a shot at him, needed to be a 25, come back with a 24 and a half.
Swell.
Yeah. Slid
well,
in there for the second.
Well, which he would have
place.
Had to been a 25 and a half.
Right,
because
yes,
Nick would have had
yes,
the high
so
score.
He was
yeah,
a point.
So it was
yeah.
a full point. But a point from
point over
reserve.
Three events.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three yeah. events with five judges. Like,
that's so crazy.
I love that horse, though. That Metallic Casanova. I bred
I do
me
too.
And Mrs. Jones to him this year. I'm so excited about that.
He has got such an incredible look.
Oh.
That's
he is a cow pony, too, mister.
Such a horse. Such a good one. But it was a load of good ones.
Oh,
there were so many good horses there. Again, it seems like, but it just sitting there judging the number of exceptional horses is staggering. That used to be they stood out, and now the bad ones do.
Right. Yeah, no, I could see that. Kind of like this clinic today. I mean, it was like, it shocks me how many good horses are at this cowboy clinic.
I mean, you don't even know at you don't know at all. They haven't done it. They haven't done the cow horse, very few of them. And they're asking you the questions, how do you do it, how do you do it? Tell them, they go flying down that wall and swallow the first turn. You're thinking, what on earth? Where did that come from?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. Oh, who else was up there in the? You weren't there for the finals, so you don't know.
No, I didn't. I wasn't there for that. But how about the judging deal with the two judges?
Oh,
with
yeah.
With the different sets. That seemed to be all right.
Dude, it was awesome. Yeah, it worked out fantastic. I can't, I don't know why we haven't done that in the past. So, kind of excited about maybe being able to do that at some weekend shows as well.
Well, we got to do something because these shows are so big.
For people that don't know, we had a set of judges for the reining. We had a different set of judges for the cutting, and then we mixed those sets, correct?
No, that one set of judges did all the reining, yep. And one set did the herd and the fence.
Oh, okay.
The set that stayed the longest. So what they were able to do is they have to have 10 judges now because they got two sets of five, but they let, of the two groups, I'm the second group. We judge the reining first, and then we finish earlier, and several of us went home, so it saves money on the long end, but it let the other judges come in and have a little bit easier days instead of having, you know, it's two solid days just of derby.
Yeah, just
long
open.
Ones, right. Long days, and it let them guys be judging some of the open classes while we were doing that big derby. I think some of the bridal stuff, because see now what it's not just the derby and the non-pro, now you've got the open bridal on there. And how many of them were there?
Oh, there was a ton.
Was there 90 or?
It had to have been close, yeah, because everybody was there trying to get qualified. I mean, it was a big stinking class. The Touran was a big class.
Yeah.
I mean, those were big. Yeah. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
There are just so many numbers in the open that you're going to have to run two open pins. That's what's going to have to happen, and you're going to have to lighten them judges up. You can't just have one set of judges do all of that open work because it's three quarters of the time that the arena is working.
Yeah, 12 hours to sit and be dead focused and making constant decisions for 12 solid hours. I don't care how old you are. That's a tough job.
It's exhausting. And
I mean, so if you're old like you, I can only imagine how
you might never make it.
I mean, I'm surprised that you've made it through two majors this year.
I mean, I'm surprised there too. Two majors. Hey, Spur, are you going to air that horse up a little? When you find a spot to let him catch some air, come up here and visit with us for a minute. Okay. We're just sitting here and Spur's in the background.
Spur Leathers.
Working his horse because he didn't get enough today. That's youth. You're talking about old and young.
Hey, I don't know. I don't want to hear about that. We rolled in here yesterday and this Kelby's working 3-year-olds. And this Russell, we get in a truck and he's like, Kelby said something about working 3-year-olds. We got to go over there and check it out. I'm like, all right. So I brought some refreshments and came and sat and to watch. Russell brought his boots and spurs and came over and rode two of them and like looked like a little kid in a candy store. And then another guy, and then he got on a team roping horse and it was galloping around changing leads on it. And this is after we've worked at home and then drove to Guthrie. Oh, God, he's like a rat on acid, people, really.
I just fell into it. I never miss a shot to ride other horses. It's like the old days at the sale barn. $25 a ride.
But you're saying what, Hoskins Road?
Yeah, Hoskins Road, baby, down Bakersfield all day long with the chest high entranceway. You had a duck to get in there on them little
duck forward or limbo backwards.
Man, duck forward. I didn't go back much. Hey, unless they caught my chin and folded me out.
Is that what happened to your tooth?
No.
No. So Abby Phillips, she went a non-pro. Not, I mean, just to make sure that we are stay nice and random.
Yeah.
But she went over 10,000
Gee,
to win the non-pro. Yeah, that horse was so cool.
Crazy. Spurred, pull that thing to you. But slowly.
Well,
oh, see.
I'll go to it.
Thought this was teenage proof.
It looks complicated.
Ben Self, what in the heck? This is not as teenage proof as you told us it was. I don't trust anyone named Spur Leathers around technology.
Fair enough. All right. Scoot up there a little bit. Like that?
There you are.
Talking into the fuzzy thing?
That's it.
So we're doing this wrap up, and Spur Leathers was in our clinic today. This is not your first one. Mm-mm. No. Was it any worse than the last one?
No, it was really good.
What in the world? If you don't fix this quickly, this is going to have to be an edit. My goodness. I'm telling you, it's like watching a monkey figure out a math problem. My goodness.
You're smart, I hear. Is he talking
about you? Looks like Spur Leather's trying to go down the fence on a three-year-old.
Oh, wow. Had to go there. Had to go there.
No, we got good work in with Spur today.
I can hold it.
Okay. You got it. It's good.
Okay. You got it?
Yeah.
You're safe.
Yeah. Okay. That looks good.
What happens if you turn loose? No, yeah,
maybe yeah, don't turn loose all the way.
Yeah.
Don't turn loose all the way.
Okay.
We just want to get some of your thoughts in. We won't make you stay there the whole time.
No, I'm not worried about it.
So what did you think about the...
I thought it was good. Good turnout.
What did you learn?
Learned
dang it.
It's a lot tougher to take a three-year-old down the fence for the first time than what I might thought it was.
Huh.
But I think we can figure it out.
Well, you've got months and months.
Oh, yeah. It's only June, you know.
Yeah.
Only got to start showing her next month. I'm going to do any good.
I was going to say, I'm glad I heard some facetiousness there because I was like, man, I really have been slacking on my countdown on the Facebook, apparently. Because it's getting close.
Where'd you come from to get here, Smurf?
To get, like, driving down here?
Yeah. Where do you live
at? I was
at?
Already here.
Where do you live at?
I live between Groover and Stratford, Texas. Which is in the Panhandle. Our house is south of the Oklahoma line, about 10 miles.
Oh, you were almost in the good state.
No, we're in Texas. Oh.
That was gold. That was gold. That was a pretty shot right there, Russell.
You're the one with the tooth missing. I mean,
from Oklahoma.
It's part of your registration papers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had to pull it when he moved.
Oh.
I am not. It's not missing. It's right here.
Oh.
Holding it in his hand.
It's just hard to talk with it.
I don't know if we're going to be able to use this or not, but I'm going to take a picture of you holding your tooth.
Why? Maybe. What would we use that for?
I don't know.
Look how it's all gum in one tooth.
I know. That is so much to pack. It's like a
spade bit.
Spade. That's what it's like. And it's terrible.
It's even got the little wires kind of.
Uh-huh.
Warning. Those are warning bars.
What?
Oh, it's so much better.
Really?
You look a little better.
So, Spur, you've been showing the cowards the last few years. You've been doing World's Greatest Horseman Youth.
The youth did it one year.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What about all that? Tell us, give us a little of a youth perspective. We don't get much youth perspective on this show.
I thought it was a lot of fun. The one year I did it, I didn't do any good, but it was a lot of fun. And I'm ready to go back next winter. And I think it'll do nothing but grow.
Right on. I tell people all the time, this is the most fun place in the world to get your butt whipped at.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because if you're going to compete for a living, you're going to get your butt whipped. So you might as well do it somewhere fun.
Yeah.
and especially with the cowboy deal, because it seems like there's a lot of guys that want to get into it. They're interested. They just don't really know quite
right
what to do. But the interest is there. They just got to figure it out, and really it's not that tough.
What was there, like 60 here?
Yeah.
I mean, and so many new ones, and so much of the basic skills are there, so it's easy to move into the show pen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already they already ride and they already read cattle. So it's just polishing that up and going, and so excited.
Oh, yeah.
People are so excited today.
I hear a lot of people talk about some stuff, like reading cows or something like that, and it just kind of comes almost second nature to me. So, I mean, sometimes it doesn't. But sometimes it does, too, because, I mean, I've grown up ranching and cowboying, and the showier part's the tough part for me.
Sure.
And trying to look good doing it.
What's the worst, what's the hardest part of it for you?
Probably showing.
I know, but what's the hardest maneuver?
Lead changes. Oh. Easily.
I'm with you, brother.
I feel like that's a common answer.
Were you looking for a young trainer for your lead changes or what?
Dang it. Maybe you should stop coming to these clinics.
Russell keeps teaching them, and nobody's getting better at lead changes.
I know, and I'm not even in the reining pen.
There you go, Ben and Trevor. Working on lead changes.
That's what he was working on before he came up here. I kind of suspicioned it was going to be the answer.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Everything else, it depends on what horse I'm on. But
you know, like Dale Hendricks said, you know, it's the only maneuver they perform naturally in a pasture.
They do, and I've seen them. I'll be gathering the horse and something will just swap.
Why can't you just do that with me? Dale Hendricks, I've seen them stop in nature.
Well, right, but not as much as you see him change leads. I'm backing my man Dale on this one.
I think
I've seen him spin too.
Unnatural move. I have not seen him lope perfect circles in nature.
Well, that's maybe. I saw one turn around one time, but it picked up a plastic bag and locked its jaw and went to whirling. That'd get a little scary.
It's always good when you're gathering a 2-year-old that you're about to start, and he lopes off and he's already crossfired. Like, oh, wow, you're a real athlete.
That's when you say they're so cowy they lope like one.
I'll remember that one.
That's a good one to put in your book.
How old are you?
16.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
Why not? What's wrong with you?
They haven't discovered me yet.
These mics seem to be a magnet for the single men below the 20s.
Right. Well, the good news is you're not working at Chick-fil-A.
Is that Ben's mic?
You don't
Are you at Ben's mic?
You don't look like Jake from State Farm, so that's good news.
Ben, have you ever had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
And they left?
Okay, I'm not that much of a loser.
Well, you lost them.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, I had that one coming.
What are you going to do for prom and stuff like that? It's already over. You had to go alone.
No, I didn't.
It's called stag.
Freshman and sophomore can't go alone.
Or do they
can't
check
go at all. They got to go with either a junior or senior at Groover, where I go to school.
Oh, making you reach out of your boundaries.
Yeah. But next year I'll go alone. To ask my grandma.
See, the problem is he hasn't had any catastrophic injuries like Casey Deary. That's how he met his wife. They were in the invalid section of the 4-H section.
I did break my ankle last fall.
Right.
And I was kind of hoping deep down there'd be a nurse or something. But they were all
older,
married or like pregnant. Like absolutely no options available. Like I kind of
I'm thinking
out.
At 15. I'm thinking at 15, the nurse's staff is not really your not target the, section.
Not to, that's I mean, a, it's called a demographic, Russell.
They say the older the violin, the sweeter the music.
It's not maybe, but I think you're fishing with a big lure on real small test line.
I'm not even sure where the innuendo went there.
He's fishing for way too big a fish. He's got to get back to the minnows.
Oh, I got you. He's trying to follow your innuendo.
Try a basketball game or something. No? Okay. High school rodeo?
Library?
There's a lot more. Library.
Cheerleader practice?
Okay. Hey, there's a lot more young people at the cow horse shows now. I can't believe that's not working out.
Oh, there, yeah.
Just.
Cow horse shows are good, yeah. Mm. I just.
But.
I don't know. It just never lasts. I don't know. That's where the keeping them problem comes in.
Oh, dang it.
I've got a friend, Marco, from Italy, and we always said that he had the most first dates of anyone. But maybe a spur here is giving him run
for the money. Clink, clink, clink. Here he comes.
It's not even dates. It's like conversations. It's
a lot. Greetings. Does that count as a date, a greeting?
Well, it's got to be better. Salutations. He's not gotten lost in a canyon like Ben. Oh. I mean, this was Ben's podcast, and he just stared at this microphone like it was that freaking the HIV or something.
Speaking of getting lost in canyons, it wasn't a canyon. But over there, there's kind of those bigger mesas. And me and Buddy and I were riding some colts, and it was real foggy that morning, and you couldn't see those mesas. And that's kind of what we were using to find ourselves. And it was a little brushy around there. We had split up, and then we met again. We're going opposite directions, but we were both thinking and we were going to the pens. So we...
Which one made it? Which one did? Oh, you made it, and he didn't. Is he still out there?
No, he showed up. Oh. Yeah.
If he was still out there, we'd have found him last night.
Yeah, no kidding.
With the thermals.
Did y'all try to go pig hunting?
Well, we drove around.
You drove around?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I don't know.
We don't know.
It was a little brushy up there on the mesas, and I couldn't tell where we were at.
It's foggy? Okay.
It was, yeah. It was late. Speaking of old.
It was foggy. I don't think anything to do with the weather, but it was foggy. Made for a long night back here at the bunkhouse.
About ready 2.5 hours.
Ready to rock and roll when old Russell come knocking on my trailer door this morning. I sure that's a disappointing sight to wake up to right there.
Did he have his teeth in?
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
I don't know.
You don't remember
that. I don't recall.
Okay.
I just saw his white hat. There he was.
It's getting a little less white.
Yeah, you're looking a little less Woody-ish from Toy Story.
Is there a snake in your boot?
It's from Toy Story.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to watch the movie.
Well, I've watched some of it.
What about Cars?
I haven't seen Cars. No, I need to. I've been missing on the Cars. I need to get Hadley in on the Cars.
Cars is the best one.
Yeah. I watch a lot of Frozen.
Okay. Okay. That's not a bad one. Yeah. Cars is all bad.
Right. Cars is better.
Yeah. Lots of. Ooh, you know what we have been? We've been on a How to Train Your Dragon trip here lately. That's pretty quality viewing entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you learning tricks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's similar. Like, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like watching the Clinton Anderson video. It's like, you know, like some people watch Rain Cowhorse Training online, and I certainly partake in that, but then like a little How to Train Your Dragon. Hey, I'm telling you.
Have you seen Aladdin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Forgot what the other one was. Lion King.
Oh, goodness.
That's a good one. That's about life. That taught me so much. It is. I learned a lot as a child with Lion King.
I know. It left all the dating out.
Straight to procreation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been meaning... I don't know if I want to waste this question right now. I'm gonna hold on to that one. Oh man,
lucky so, spur.
Is it a question for me?
No, it was more for Russell.
Oh,
but I'm gonna save it for a different setting.
Okay.
He'll forget.
What? So what about are you headed home tomorrow after the little mock show, or are you staying here and riding colts for a while?
Staying here riding colts.
Nice.
Bunch of extra fillies.
Here for the summer?
Yes, sir.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Rock on down here. Haunch on at the sixes. Yeah.
I'll probably go to the Hackmore show in Tulsa. And after that, I'll either go home or I'll come back here for a few weeks.
Yep.
Till school starts.
Right on. And what your dad runs the Dixon?
Frisco Creek. Yeah. It's the
camp.
It's most north ranch. Yeah, it's not real big, but we run a bunch of yearlings.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Right on it. And his name is Cotton.
Yeah,
it's a very unique family of names. Cotton, and then I'm trying to remember, what's your sister's name?
I don't have a sister.
Your dad was telling me something about if they'd had a girl, they were going to name it. Well, I think Layson.
That's what it was?
That was what they were going to name. Layson Leathers was going to be her name. Yep,
that would have been good.
Yep. But you don't have a sister, so there's no Layson Leathers.
You could have a daughter, but probably not.
A what-er?
A daughter.
daughter.
Someday you could have a daughter and name her Layson.
Like little me.
Yes.
Okay. And name her what?
Layson.
Layson.
Layson Leathers.
Layson Leathers.
That was your dad's idea, so.
Okay.
I don't think he's just grabbing onto it.
I don't think he is either.
That one's probably not trademarked.
I did come up with Justin Wright's third child's name, though, because I told him when he had Turner, I says, what's his middle name? Lefton? He's like, Turner, Lefton, Wright? And then the third kid, he named Lefton.
Beautiful.
When I was little, there's a guy that worked at the school in Panhandle, which is where I started school. And his name was Jack Hammer.
That's beautiful.
Oh, Jack Hammer. My grandmother used to tell me about a kid that I went to, I don't know, some kind of daycare or something when I was a little kid. And they said his name was Thunder Bill. And they're like, Thunder Bill? And then when I graduated high school, my grandma sent me this cutout of the newspaper of T. William. And I don't remember what his last name was. But when he graduated... T. William, old Thunder Bill. So, I don't know, Thunder Bill, if you're listening. We went to Whitesboro preschool together. What's your strangest name you've run across other than your brother named Russell?
You have a
strange
right?
Really? That's kind of cool.
They're the same age.
That's easier.
But they're not twins.
He's way older. Way older than me. Strangest name? I might have to think on that a while.
This is coming from a guy named Dilday.
That will get you in a fight. Like a boy named Sue.
Well, what about old Clay Forrest, little boy, his middle one? And he just told me his real name, too, today. But I've only known him as Cookie Dinosaur because Arlington named him. He was like, what do you want to call your little brother? And he says Cookie Dinosaur. And so he's Cookie. He's been Cookie his whole life. That's all I've ever heard Miss Terry call him, is Cookie Dinosaur.
When I was young, we had some friends, family's friends, and the people's name were Sandy, Pebbles, Rocky, Rusty, Dusty, Stony, all aggregates. all of them
got them. My mom was gonna name me Dusty. My mom's name is Sandy, so she was gonna name me Dusty.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah, didn't stick.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am, Dusty Dawson. I'd have been a country singer.
I no doubt. Or a WWF wrestler.
Or a adult movie star. <Right
there>. That'd have been cool. Dusty Dawson.
All right.
That would have been. I mean, that rolls.
It rolls right off the tongue, don't it? Yeah.
Initials would have been DD.
Double D in the house.
D squared. For you math buffs. Well, what do you think? We made this boy hold his microphone up.
Yeah, I know. His arm's starting to give out.
Spur, thank you very much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
And enjoy the summer here in Guthrie.
I will.
Good luck, and we'll see you in Tulsa.
Sounds good.
And, we look forward to following your career.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
You bet, sir.
You bet.
Russell, I don't know. These kids, I tell you what, they're giving me faith in humanity again. About the time I get a little put off with them, and I think that the generations are just going completely down the Johnny Flusher. We run into a young man like Spur Leathers.
I know. He rides by and...
Rides by, ties his horse off. And, yep. Yep, that's a good kid right there. Son of a gun.
He'll grow out of it.
Oh, man. So, yeah, this has been a beautiful, beautiful day in Guthrie, Texas.
Can't thank everybody enough for putting this one on.
Oh, Jen.
It's just more
Jen's
people.
Jen's been like, I was afraid for her.
Sanity?
Yes. Sanity. Health. Things of this nature. She was, she was a little concerned about if we were going to show up and we'll be where we were supposed to, I think. And so I think Boyd got her medicated and settled down. And, and then Callie.
Boyd the sage.
Boyd the wise old the sage. Presidential sage. And Emily's been out here and Callie, and they've done a heck of a job. And
work the sixes did to get this going on. And Kelby did a ton of work here.
Yeah, Kelby. Yeah, Kelby, our one and only NRCHA's official hermit, has been out here at the sixes for a few days, helping us get all this ready, making sure the ground was right, making sure the cows were ready, and can't thank everybody with the sixes enough for just promoting our sport, you know, and letting these cowboys get around, you know, some horse trainers and see what's up and just. Kind of get to rub elbows and break some bread and
that's a
enjoy
whole,
a nice little weekend.
A whole new group of people that fit us, and it's where we came from.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where it came from, ranching. I grew up riding a saddle that said Stock Horse Champion 1932 Seagull Salinas Rodeo and didn't know what it meant. That is that's sad.
That is, yes.
Because I had no idea about cowhorse at all until I met my wife and she took me to a show.
Well, and I tell you what, you know, being around these cowboys, I was talking to one of these little boys down here the other day, and his brother's been in the Marines for 15 years, and we were talking a little bit about the War Horse for Veterans deal that we're going to go do here in a couple of weeks with Taylor and go up there. And it's just unbelievable how quick the you just click.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like I say, I mean, I think everybody's a little standoffish at first because, I mean, and I told them when we got here yesterday, I'm like, man, you understand that, like, we make a living just pretending to be cowboys. And y'all are out here really being cowboys, and we want to be like y'all. And they're like, well, we want to be like y'all. I'm like, well, it's kind of like musicians and athletes, you know? I mean, whatever you do, you're doing something cool, but it's always seems like it's cooler to be that other side of it.
Mm-hmm. I one time when I was young, and I guess I was going to work they hired me to help with the cattle at the fraternity, and I'd hung around with Greg Ward a bunch, but I didn't know anybody else. And I says, Greg, what do I do if one of them guys is rude? Because I know, hit them or what? You know, what do you do? And I didn't want it. They were his friends and stuff, and I didn't know him. He says, Russell, you don't worry about them. They're pretending to, just what you said. They're pretending to be what you are. They're not going to be no problem.
Yeah. No, that's it. No, it's so, I mean, like I say, these guys, they've been so appreciative that we come out and share a little time with them. Mm-hmm. But like I say, I mean.
And that, just like you were talking about that kid, it's such a breath to get around these guys and them have so much appreciation to come and do this.
Yeah.
Because we don't really need another thing to do.
No.
But it's so neat to see people falling in love with the cowhorse.
Yes.
And it's a great place for them to go with their horses. It will make work more fun. When you learn how to get these horses in these bridles and get them turning and being soft and rating them cows right, it makes sorting cattle fun. It makes all of it fun. It even makes just getting them to travel across country and be lighter and get up under himself. I couldn't believe all of that stuff. I thought I knew how to ride. And I got around this stuff and realized I know nothing yet. And it made my all day, day long life more exciting.
Right.
More fun.
Well, that's the deal, right? I mean, because like I say, you can be out trailing cattle. You can train these things right there doing that. Like, I have to invent it. I have to invent that work to do, you know. Now, granted, I have more horses I have to ride. But if a guy had that day working to do, you can train one right there. Like, I'm not going to tell you you're going to train 20 right there, but you can darn sure train a couple and never five. Even step in an arena.
Yes.
Never even think about being in an arena.
Well, look at what these horses do.
Yeah.
When they bring them here. And all they've been, so many of them. What the kid on the one, he say, what do you have, 90 days?
Yeah.
This rascal blistered his butt. And he had not been down the fence.
We just didn't know that until after we worked him. And we're like, man, that's a pretty good horse. What do you got there? And he's like, it's 3-year-old. You got 90 days on him. Like,
swallowed a cow.
Yeah.
And when he stood them shoulders up, I mean, ate up in the circles.
Yeah.
And all he's done, he says, all I've done is cowboying. Well, yeah, all you've done is read cattle and push cattle and make him figure out where to put his feet. But he was cool. It wasn't just the experience that horse had. That horse got some other stuff, too.
Yeah, no, that's a good horse.
Talent. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, the kid was pretty good, too.
Oh, man. Avery.
Yeah. Man, yeah, there was a bunch of standouts here. Like, there was so many standouts here, they didn't even stand out.
I know. It was that way.
But Tim, what was Tim's last name? Tim stood
Tim
out.
Tim that was deaf.
Tim stood out.
I said, he's lying. He's been listening the whole time because he's done everything right.
Right. Tim be pushing 70.
Yeah.
And rolls in here, and we roll into a little gnarly set of cows in this last set, and they are on the hook. Hey. And Tim gives this rascal the business. And if there's not a herd of 14 people standing behind him, he goes ahead and finishes a little 74, 75 run on this little hooky booger. It was sweet.
How fun is it? Can you imagine having that last set of cattle? They were just mad and on the hook. Just have them at your normal everyday clinic.
And just sprinkle them in.
Oh, my God. It would be a disaster. But these guys just ate them.
Yeah.
Ate them.
Yeah,
the cows
ate a couple of them.
But then they just went back and did and learned something from it and went again.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's not very many times when one's hooking from the end gate.
No. Yeah, as soon as you kick them in, just trot in head hunting horses. And we had about four of them in that set.
And those guys figured out how to get around and get them to move forward, move them from the ribs up, and hey, party on, here we go.
Yeah.
That was fun. It was fun to see that all click.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, hey, if you go up to the head, you're going to get hooked. So you're going to have to go to the ribs. Go up the head, get hooked.
Pretty soon.
Okay, we're staying at the ribs. We'll circle from here.
I mean, this bald guy might have an off point. And not just the one on top of his head.
That was...
But yeah, we had cowboys. Shoot, we had XIT cowboys. We had King Ranch cowboys. We had Pitchfork cowboys.
Oh yeah, Tongue River. Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, there was a bunch.
That was so many people.
60 60 people here. We did four sessions of 15 horses.
What, and I haven't done it in a little while, but I'll bet you I've only had five of those people before.
That's impressive.
All new.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. It's unbelievable where this sport is going from all angles.
Well, it's just another place that the sport's growing is the ranch class, just like the youth, just like
Spur
was just talking about, that youth world's greatest, the world's greatest itself, what the boxing is exploding. All our limited stuff is getting big. Our youth classes are huge. And it wasn't very dang long ago that they had a hard time fielding a prelims.
Yes. I mean, and dadgum, out there in Arizona, I mean, you had to be careful out there because you get in a water balloon fight. Them kids were running amok out there on golf carts with water guns, and you had to be very careful. Like, it was almost like when a child asked you a question, it was like when the police pull you over. You want to not say too much. Answering short yes or no answers.
And be aware of your surroundings.
Be real aware of your surroundings and get out of there as quickly as possible. Yeah, I don't know. Like little Ricky, he showed up there one day and he's like, "Hey, Chris, you hot?" I'm like, "Nope. This air conditioner feels lovely." And I kept walking because he had a water gun behind his back. Hey, and you want to talk about that kid? He announced the sorting. They had a youth sorting out there, and they wallered around and wallered these cows and horses around. And Chet and little Ricky were the announcers. And I'm no talking way. About, dude, if Darren goes down, little Ricky can fill in.
Oh.
I mean, it was, I wow. mean, I was taken aback at how well spoken.
Mm, I'll I mean, be darned.
I think he's 12 or 13. And.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, his dad barely speaks English.
I didn't learn at home.
We've been wanting to interview his dad, but we're afraid nobody's going to understand him. We got to wait till we get on a video so we can have subtitles for Ricky. Oh man, yeah, he did get out there though. His horses look great. We went and spent a couple of days at his house on the way out there. That guy's doing awesome.
Yeah. Yep, it was a lot of. There are just so many people that look good. And so many really, really good lower divisions, like the limiteds and the non-pros and the boxing. So many good horses in there. I'm telling you, it was incredible. A lot of the non-pro stuff stacked with good horses, stacked with bridal horses, real ones. That are going to go on and on, that they're not just getting a ride or two out of, like they're broke. And you watch them go around there and you're thinking, boy, I'd like to get on that thing. I can't tell you how there can be that many of them everywhere. And that's not including the 90 some or 100 open bridle horses.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, the run for a million deal, I mean, it's one horse show or whatever, but man, with the four qualifiers now, because
three
for this three. Year.
Yeah, three this right? year. Yeah,
but the first one for next year is going to be at your show, correct?
Yep.
So anybody that wants to get a jump start, if you're not qualified this year, still plan on going to the NSHA show.
And be the first in one Las in
Vegas
next year.
And be the first ones to qualify in Las Vegas.
I'm telling you, Chris, I think that show is feeling big. It feels like I have so many people calling that are coming this year that haven't before. And they're bringing trailloads of horses. And I think that what's out there right now is three-year-olds. I think there's a massive number of three-year-olds out there. Because they sold an extra 200 stalls at, where were we? At Scottsdale.
Yep.
And that's three-year-olds that you guys took out there and rode around.
Well, that's the thing about that horse show. There's so many arenas to ride in. I mean, it's just such a good situation that you're going to be out there for 2 weeks. You load them three-year-olds up and take them and just let them go see the sights and go ran around and just get comfortable being away from home. It's such a good place because man, they're going to get used to it. Like, you go to a weekend show or something, take one for 3 or 4 days, and, man, the last day they're starting to settle in. When you're there for 12, 13 days, man, that rascal's going to take a breath and settle in. Like, hey, shoot, fire, we're home. We might as well just go to work.
And I don't know how – I didn't actually go see your practice pens this year, but in the past when I've gone, there's two practice pens, one circles – and one is run and stop.
Didn't have that this year. It wasn't quite that good since we've been showing over there, but it was still good. There's a big open area with flag in it, and then they set up a practice pen, a run-by practice pen over there in that air conditioner, like a big one, and it was awesome.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Next year, I think they're going to do the cutting pens over there on that side of the world. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So, man.
The show cutting?
No, with the show, yeah, like the priority practice cutting pens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there'll be three practice pens over there in the North Hall next year is what I'm told.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there'll be the run-by and then both herd pens.
But you guys had the farthest tent out there. There's a covered way out there.
Yeah,
no,
there's a covered way out there. Yeah, they rent it. Well, we rented it last year. Well, the NRCHA rented it last year. Lance Johnson and I had asked if we would sponsor it to rent it, because it's just a nice place to be able to go ride your 3-year-olds and not be up there where people are trying to get ready to horse show.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a little inconsiderate, honestly. And, you know, it's just not the best decorum to be up there, like, while people are trying to show and win money and you're out there jacking around, you know, circling or trying to run and stop 3-year-olds while they're trying to, you know, focus on winning something. So it's super neat to have that covered pen that's a long ways off, and you just go down there. We've got flags set up down there, and, you know, they keep it drug relatively well. I mean, it, you know, it's fine. And like I say, you get down there and there's that great big old crow's nest in there, and you watch them crows jack around. They have the biggest crows in that pen, though.
Like, really?
There's a nest, dude. I am not kidding. It is huge. It looks like these crows have crossed on California condors. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's pretty neat to watch when they're in and out. But, yeah, it's a – man, that Kimes Ranch NRCHA Western Derby was unbelievable, off the chain, and it looks like not doing anything but growing and getting bigger. And, man, it's just so neat. And, like, and I don't know, there's so many people involved, but they have so many youth activities out there. I mean, from swim parties, man. I mean, it's unbelievable. They had a kickball game, and the bases were like kiddie pools. They had a blast. So it, I don't know who all's involved. I think Kristen Cushing kind of spearheads a fair bit of that. But everybody involved, just thank you so much, because it just makes it such a family friendly deal. And God darn, just a horse show you really look forward to going to all year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's good.
50 what?
Minutes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good wrap-up show.
Yeah.
Got a little spur leathers, got a little cowboy clinic, got some wrapping up. What else we need to throw in here?
Well.
Wouldn't even do a commercial.
So Travis came by and thanked us for our commercial on the insurance that we're all buying.
Oh, right on. Globe Life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thought, I don't know how you guys came up with that, but I said, just lucky.
I didn't even realize it was out. I guess that's on Mark's episode.
Yeah,
it
must be.
Right on.
And we should have,
If you guys haven't, if you hear this Todd one Bergen. First, but Todd Bergen, we've got 6 hours with Todd Bergen coming. I don't know exactly how it's getting split up. If it's going to be 1, 2, 3 episodes, but it is incredible. Yeah, you guys got to check that out. That's 6 hours on our back porch. What, from 8 o'clock till 2 a.m. or something?
Yeah, 8 till 2. It was a stretch. But he was, hardcore.
Yeah, if you're like me, I didn't even realize that Todd Bergen had that many words. But once you start him,
it's on.
Like, it was so much fun. Yeah, so it was pretty cool to get down and sit down with the hero and get to hear kind of his perspective on life. And just stay tuned, because we're trying real hard to get some other legends on here, and just trying to get our schedules, so like, keep bearing with us, because we love doing them. And so, anyhow, Well, until next time, folks, go fast, make good decisions. Welcome, Cow Horse, Full Contact by Ben Self, with host Chris Dawson and Russell Dilday.